It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show, and you are listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. Yes, it is a great morning, and I am glad that you're with me. Joining me today, helping produce the show, of course, we've got Ryan and we've got Brad here, and the three of us are ready to go to work and solve all of your home improvement problems. And easy to do, 749-1035, 749-1035. You call, Brad will take the call, and you will be on the air, and you and I are just going to chit-chat. It's that simple. Nothing hard about it at all. I also have got a ton of news to share with you. Lots of really kind of exciting observations this week, things that have gone on, and just really, really some cool stuff happening in the industry. One of the things is you would think this is kind of crazy because of how the weather's been the last week. Just down the street from my home, I've got a neighbor who was putting in a complete brand new driveway system, and first time I've seen one on our street go in. These guys did a really, really good job, but they took an old blacktop driveway out, put in poured concrete. Now, nothing's unusual about that, but what is unusual is that he put in a completely heated driveway, and really, really kind of cool to see that go in. And this particular neighbor needs it. He's got a pretty steep driveway up off the roadway on Kincaid Road in Amberley Village. And I know that he has kind of struggled in the past. I guess he's just had it. Don Groney, he's not going to shovel snow again, or get stuck, I should say, on his driveway. And they did a really neat effect. You might want to think about this if you call some of the different concrete companies. And if you want to see this effect, all you have to do is go to Kincaid Road in Amberley Village. Really simple. Kincaid Road intersects Montgomery Road up in Pleasant Ridge. Now, what they did is they poured this concrete slab, and right at the edges of the slab, you can buy these special tapes. This is for stamp-type concrete. And you can buy these things that actually look like brick. And I know it sounds crazy, and what they do is they put this, they finish the concrete and get it to a certain point where they can still apply a finish to it. It's not liquid, but it's not hard yet. You know, it's that in-between stage. And they put down these strips, and what it is, it basically protects the concrete from anything that you now apply to it. And what they do at that point is they carefully sprinkle in some of these dried pigments. It almost just looks like flour. And they trowel that in just on those areas. And what they did is they put down a very, I would call it like a deep red pigment. And they troweled it in, and after about a half an hour, they peel up that thing they put down, and what it was a template that actually made it look like mortar joints. So that now when you walk by this guy's driveway, you think it's got brick edging, but it's not. That's just part of the concrete. So it's a very cool effect. There's some really, really neat things that you can do with decorative concrete. So before you pour your patio, before you do a driveway or sidewalk, talk to some of the more high-tech concrete companies here around town, and you may just get a really, really distinctive look for just a very small amount of extra money. So it's a really, really good idea. I'm going to take a photograph. I was really busy yesterday, couldn't have a chance to take a photo, but I'll try to take a photo this coming week of it, put it on the website for you to look at next week. It was really, it's really eye-catching, I can tell you that. And it's going to fool quite a few people. I guarantee you, a ton of people are going to drive by, walk by this driveway, and actually think that it's real brick edging, but it's not. It's just carefully colored concrete.